Welcome back to Ridiculous Ramblings, loves. I'm your host, Amy. It's Monday. Hopefully everyone had a great weekend and your Monday's been good. You know, I've heard this said many times, ugh, Monday. Why do we have to have Mondays? Why can't we skip them? Well, my theory is, if you skip Monday and start your week, say, on a Tuesday, doesn't Tuesday become the new Monday? I mean, what did Tuesday do to you? It gave you Taco Tuesday, and who can hate Taco Tuesday?
It's raining tacos from out of the sky, tacos.
Now that we all want tacos, let's get to it. Modern advances in textile production. Gone are the days of basic solid colors, and welcome to the coats of many colors, patterns, and textures. We were having dinner over the weekend, not tacos, and my boyfriend, hey babe, love you, made roast chicken with rainbow carrots. One of the purple carrots leaked onto a piece of chicken, and my son was like, ew, what's that? Is this chicken still good? So we explained it was just color from the carrot that transferred to the chicken while it was roasting. Then we started a whole side topic of how materials for clothes and fabrics, for furniture and even makeup, was dyed using fruits and vegetables, and how dye fabrics were typically reserved for royalty or affluent, fancy word, people. Even weirder, some dye applications were even made using bugs. And thanks to our good friends at Google, not endorsing the show, I found something even more interesting. Cochineal is a dye made from the crushed bodies of female cochineal bugs, which are scale insects that live on cacti in South America. The dye can produce a range of colors from deep reds to light pinks. Cochineal dye is used in food and cosmetics and is commonly found in candies, maraschino cherries, and beverages. It's also used to dye textiles. So, next time you're enjoying a milkshake, a sundae, or if you're fancy, a classic Shirley Temple, and you bite into that maraschino cherry, technically, you just ate a bug, and it was delicious. Actually, the FDA allows for a certain percentage of rodent hair and insect fragments in all manufactured food and food products. Did you know there are even booths at markets and small conventions for those of us who fancy a caramelized cricket or a chocolate-covered ant, which I've heard have a lemon or citrus flavor, and believe me, I'll take their word for it. But if you're weirded out by maraschino cherries, you should probably skip the sprinkles, or jimmies as they're known in other parts of the world, and thank me and Sean later. So loves, eat your fruits and vegetables, or dye your clothes with them, or if you're really adventurous, make a killer eye palette. But whatever you choose to do, please wash your fruits and vegetables, but not your chicken. That's just weird and unnecessary. Ask Chef Sean. Want to drop a comment, topic for discussion, or just say, hey girl, hey, send me a message at ridiculousramblings@gmail.com. Until next time, ta-ta for now. Okay, love you. Bye.